you never forget what took place. I left my home in Beckley, West Virginia. I wasn't supposed to go out that week, but they had to have a load of dynamite, a whole dynamite. And we were to leave Beckley, West Virginia, and take that load of dynamite out there and turn around and come straight back. And we got to Fort Worth, Texas, and the truck broke down in Fort Worth, Texas. And I sat there in front of the Mack garage at Fort Worth, Texas. 8 o'clock at night, they got the truck fixed. And we got on to Oklahoma City. Next morning, we unloaded the truck. They informed us at Oklahoma City we had to pick up a load of powder there and take it back to Birmingham, Alabama. We picked up the load and headed to Birmingham, Alabama. So we boogied on across there. I started boogieing. That boy I was riding with, he drove over there to the state line. And then I took over. He went to bed. And I boogied along, felt awful good. So come on across there, and I topped over a knoll, and I saw the far before we got to it. And it was beside the highway. So I got up to it, and I slowed down. And I'm not supposed to stop because I got class of explosives, and I ain't supposed to stop at all. I got over left lane, went on past the car. It was burning pretty good. But when I passed, I looked at my rearview mirror, and the backup lights, like somebody put it in reverse, flickered. I said, oh my gosh, there's somebody in that car. I whipped it over the side of the road, grabbed the fire gun, and walked back there. And there's two soldier boys sitting in the front seat. They were unconscious. They were sitting in there, and they wouldn't respond to anything, but the smoke had already filled the car up. And all four doors on the car were jammed up, but no. And I took that fire gun and laid it through the left rear door. I got the first boy out, took him, laid him down in the ditch now, and I went back to get the second boy. And the flames had then started out of the car, you know, where the air got in there, of course. And all I could see was his head through the flames, his far. And I got a dived in there and got a hold of him. He was stuck. He wouldn't come. And I thought, hey, man, there's something bad there. That boy's going to die if you don't get him out of there. So I backed out of that car. And I looked at him again, flames coming around his hair. And I thought, well, he's dead. I can't do this. I laid my hand up on top of that car. I looked up. I said, Lord, I said, ain't nobody hurt me and you. And I said, I can't do this for myself. But I said, if you'll go with me, I'll give it another shot. I dived in, got the boy, brought the boy's seat and all out of the car. So I drug him down in the ditch with the other boy. I take my t-shirt off, because all I had, the boy's leg was cut real bad. The one laying in the ditch, I got him up on my leg, held him over this leg, and I took my t-shirt and tore it, made a tourniquet, put it around the other boy's leg, and I had one sitting on one leg and the other sitting on the, you know, holding him there. And about 15, 20 minutes later, the car done burn all the way up. And the highway patrol came, and he came about 20 minutes later. So the ambulance finally got there and they took him to the burn center, took him to the hospital there that night. So I got in my truck after we all got in the truck and left. Highway Patrol thanked me and I started on down the road. I got to Little Rock, Arkansas. I was thinking about them two boys, you know, young boys. And I stopped the truck because I had tears in my eyes. I don't get too emotional about things, but anyway. I seen four lanes of highway, and there wasn't but two there, so I pulled over out of the road, and I got down out of the truck, walked around on the passenger side, and I looked up, and I said, Lord, I thank you. Yeah. Got back in my truck, started down the road. And you know, I was driving along there, just like we were talking. There was a voice just like come out of the mid-air and said to me, that's why you broke down, Fort Worth, Texas. I need you here worse than you need to be anywhere else. I thanked him again. Down the road I went. Got on to Birmingham, Alabama, 7 o'clock that morning. Had three men there. We unloaded. And when I left Birmingham, 11:30. So Monday morning come. Everything going well. And I called back down to Arkansas. Talked to that state trooper. I asked if them boys lived, you know. I was concerned about it. He said, yeah, they sent one of them to Tulsa, Oklahoma, the burn center. And the other one was there in the hospital, and they was going to be all right. And that just made my day.
On the next edition of The Driver, After seeing a car leave the road and nosedive into a dangerous river, 2007 finalist Rick Tower knew there wasn't much time.
I jumped out and took off running, man. By the time I got to the car, she was going under.
And what he must do.
It scared the crap out of me, man. I was just swimming. The water was up to my mouth, and I'm swimming out there, and I could see her out there, and I'm thinking, oh, man, I'm not even going to make it. And I said, oh, my God. Oh, God, please help me.
Next time on Highway Heroes. For more on Goodyear's Highway Hero program and to nominate a truck driver for the award, visit www.goodyear.com.